This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is reaching the United Kingdom on an official visit today evening to further strengthen the India-UK bilateral relations. Invited by his Britain counterpart Mr. Keir Starmer, both would also be likely to exchange views on issues of regional and global relevance. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in London, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Mr. Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said that the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both the countries. He added that a future agreement on a free trade may also be signed and that would have a positive impact on both economies. Calling it an ambitious document, Mr. Doraiswamy said that the free trade agreement would build a new partnership more focused on futuristic stuff. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. The visit will review the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership, focusing on defence and security, trade, technology, climate action, health, education and people-to-people ties.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of independence of Maldives on Saturday. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marked by the opposition's uproar yesterday, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion but they are engaged in disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the lower house for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the upper house for the day. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 68 lakh electors have been covered in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The poll body said 18 lakh 66 thousand electors have been found diseased, over 26 lakh permanently shifted, and 52 lakh 30 thousand electors were not found at their addresses. The commission said efforts have been intensified to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll to be published on the 1st of next month. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States. These state-of-the-art helicopters are often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the arrival of Apache helicopters is a significant step towards strengthening India's defence capabilities. Bolivian President Luis Alberto Arce Catacora has extended heartfelt gratitude to the Indian government for donating 3 lakh doses of the measles and rubella MR vaccine. In a message, President Arce described the gesture as one of solidarity and timely support amid a growing health emergency in the country. In a thrilling conclusion to the three-match women's one-day international cricket series, India defeated England by 13 runs in the final game at Chester Lee Street last night, sealing the series 2-1. Batting first after winning the toss, the Indian team posted an imposing total of 318, with 5 in the allotted 50 overs. In response, England fought hard but ultimately fell short, finishing 13 runs behind India's total. England women scored 305 in 49.5 overs. India's captain Harmanpreet hit brilliant 102 runs off only 84 balls. Kranti Gaur finishes with 6 wickets. Harmanpreet has been declared as the player of the match and also player of the series for her outstanding performance. In men's cricket, India and England head into the fourth test at Old Trafford, Manchester, starting today. Currently, India is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series and the match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.